Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency Friday he was not willing to hold direct talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calling instead for lower-level Turkish mediation. Mr. al-Assad was reported to have made the comments in Paris following talks with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and an invitation for dialogue from the Israeli Prime Minister. Earlier, Mr. al-Assad told the French daily Le Figaro that the Obama administration needed to develop a plan of action before talks with Israel could take place. The discussions between French and Syrian leaders caps a flurry of diplomatic activity by the French president, who has been trying to nudge all sides to resume long-stalled peace negotiations. Mr. Sarkozy met with Mr. Netanyahu in Paris on Wednesday, and on Thursday spoke by telephone with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who says he does not want to run for another term. The French presidency has issued statements emphasizing the need to rekindle the Middle East peace process on all fronts, including the Syrian one. Relations between France and Syria have been warming lately, and the two leaders traded visits last year. In an interview earlier this week on French radio, Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said France and the European Union had a role to play in moving the stalled peace process forward.
Par la persuasion, nous sommes très bien avec lui, nous sommes très bien avec les Israéliens, nous avons une position...
Kouchner said it was important to persuade Mr. Abbas to continue as Palestinian president. He said France had good ties with the Palestinians and the Israelis, and that both France and Europe had a position that counted in the region. He said he would be traveling to the Middle East shortly. Middle East expert Robin Lowe believes Mr. Sarkozy is pushing the peace process now because other efforts, including by Washington, appear to be floundering. But Lowe, an analyst at the London Policy Institute Chatham House, is not certain that French mediation will make much difference.
The French position or the French presence is problematic in the Israeli-Palestinian context. The Israelis are not normally minded to listen to any great extent to the French, and as ever, everybody's aware that ultimately the only player with any real heavy clout is the United States. Yes, I'd be very surprised if any French move was in any way separate to the European Union. I'm sure they're coordinated with them, but ultimately there's only a limited amount they can hope to achieve.
Still, France has historic ties in the Middle East. France also has Western Europe's largest populations of Jews and Muslims, which means that what happens in the Middle East matters in France. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.